Hillary Smith helped create the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program. She also coordinated the formation of New York's Regional PRISMs, or Partnership for Regional Invasive Species Management Offices. In October, Smith begins her new job in Washington, D.C., bringing her knowledge about invasive species to the federal level. She says it's a natural outgrowth of her long interest and career in invasive species.
I started my career as an undergraduate student studying purple loosestrife in the Utica Marsh and have since then dedicated my career to advancing invasive species prevention and management programs and policies. And my work in the Adirondacks has just been extraordinary. And it's afforded me the opportunity to work at a number of different scales, locally, regionally, and at the statewide level. And by working through the Nature Conservancy, that's exposed me to a lot of national work as well. You know, when I got my master's degree in conservation, biodiversity, and policy, that also exposed me to the importance of really working on good policy at, again, a number of different levels to protect our amazing resources from invasives. So, you know, again, I've had the great opportunity to connect with a lot of different staff working across the country on these issues, and it's a real honor to be stepping into the position with the Department of Interior, and I'm really excited to be working with that team of federal partners that are working every day on these issues as well.
Hillary, what do you think you bring that's new and unique to the Department of Interior because of some of the experience that you just mentioned?
Well, I think particularly my experience with partnerships and collaboration. You know we need to work across jurisdictional boundaries to get the job done. And APIP has really excelled, I think, in empowering our partners and communities and volunteers to be a part of a collective effort to address invasives in a really strategic way. I also think that, you know, again, the Adirondack region was among the first in the state to kind of coordinate this landscape-level approach. And so, therefore, we've been able to implement a lot of kind of innovative precedent-setting strategies that are now being replicated across the state. So that's been very exciting. And then, you know, also being involved at the state level for over a decade, working with our state partners to try to develop the blueprint of strategic action in the state. I think that, you know, having that experience from on the ground involved in both programming and policy work prepares me well for this next step. And I'm really looking forward to bringing the experiences I've had here, but also certainly learning from the federal partners and staff that are working on these issues and understanding what their needs and priorities are to have an impact at the national and potentially international level.
Hillary, as you move to the national level, what sorts of policies do you see as crucial to be implemented at a national level to deal with invasive species?
Well, you know, certainly I'll be learning about what those national priorities are and my new position. You know, I think that there's a lot of similarities to what we've been working on here in New York, where we were looking at pathways of spread to help mitigate those and stem the tide of invasives that are coming in on these pathways. So, you know, in New York, we've had this great legislation called the Invasive Species Prevention Act, which is addressing the commercial pathway of spread, and more recently the recreational boating pathway, encouraging all boaters to clean, drain, and dry their gear before and after leaving launches. And so, you know, these same kinds of issues are being addressed or at least looked at the national level. And our very own Senator Gillibrand was here in Lake Placid not too long ago talking about some new legislation that she's introducing for the Invasive Fish and Wildlife Prevention Act, you know, again, really putting those systems in place to do risk assessments on species prior to their introduction to the United States. So, you know, again, I think there's lots of similarities, a real focus on prevention and pathways of spread. And then in general, the same types of strategies are similar. So, for instance, working on interagency coordination, the early detection and rapid response frameworks that are so critical for dealing with new introductions, you know, when they're most cost effective to handle, implementing best management practices, and so forth. So, think there's a lot of intersections between the work that we've been doing here in New York and then the types of efforts that I'll be involved in at the national level.
Hillary, do you think that you might be able to accelerate some of the invasive research and rulemaking in D.C. because of your experience here in New York State?
The reason we've been so effective here is because of the tremendous partners and the great talent of those working on invasives. And I expect to have the same at the national level. And I'm very excited to get to know the variety of experts that are working on this issue and working together with them to affect good change. I'm very excited. I mean, it's hard to leave, but at the end of the day, you know, when I've thought about other positions that would take me away from this amazing place, it was either working at the state level on invasive species issues or at the federal level. So it's an opportunity I couldn't pass up. But that being said, working with APIP and here in the Adirondacks has been an opportunity of a lifetime as well.
Smith begins her new job in Washington October 20th. She will be replaced at the Adirondack Park Invasive Plant Program by current terrestrial invasive plant coordinator Brendan Quirion. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.